The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, our special guest panelist this week is Professor Ron Hurtubise.
Professor of salt and paint.
Why is that a problem? Somebody's got to be a professor of salt and paint.
We could do that.
Come on, man.
Textured wall, it's okay.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Let's do it. Continuing around the table, Dan, Joy of Man's Desiring, is here.
Hi, Matt.
What's going
on,
Professor
Daniel? Oh, not much. It's
Friday. Yeah, feels good.
Yes.
Holiday season around the corner.
Yes, getting ready.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here.
Hello.
You'll be joining us downtown. Do you make a whole day of it, Jim?
I probably will tomorrow. Yes,
that's
I've
cool.
usually made a whole night of it in the past,
that's
so
right.
I expect I'll make a whole day of it tomorrow.
Jim, you do know you have access to my office in case you need to take a nap between your multiple shopping
between
runs?
Between shopping runs.
Yeah, just in case you tire yourself out, I will make sure I have food munchies for you just in case.
Oh my gosh.
You make multiple runs of the car, so I'm offering my office in case you need more.
Yeah, the car's covered.
Facility.
That's wild.
No, I can make the runs to the
I'm
car.
Sure, you can.
I'll bring my bag.
One huge bag.
You guys.
It's like a waste management bag.
Professor Joe Abbasett is with us today.
Yes.
What's shaking, Joe?
Not too much. Just getting end of the semester and
term papers.
Term papers and exam reviews I got to put together this weekend. So,
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
A lot to do. But as I was telling Kendra, it's kind of paradoxically the end of the semester is a little bit lighter than the beginning of the semester or the middle of the semester. Kind of now at this point, it's just wrapping up and
it's true.
A lot of presentations.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit easier, but still it's a scramble because the students want this and that. And
yeah. Dead week is always the calm before the storm. That's
yes.
what I always say. It's a little quieter in our building because most of our labs have wrapped up by then, but that doesn't change the doom and gloom that's looming right after. Professor Kendra Evans is here.
Hello.
What's up?
All the same kinds of things that Professor Abbasett was just saying, like responding to student emails and reviewing their proposals and manuscript review, presentation review, and then all the other things that students don't know that we do.
Yeah.
All the other things.
I was just
do other things.
Yeah, like work for free in the summer.
I was explaining the concept of what I call the parade to one of our new instructors, and she's like, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Well, if you're really, really squirrely and you get all your grading done early and then get your grades uploaded, then the parade of students starts coming because they want to barter, they want to bargain,
mm-hmm.
they want to change things,
or
bribe,
or just express to you how grief-stricken they are, and like." How could you give them that?
Yes, it's just amazing.
How could you do it? How could you do it?
How could you do this to me?
How could you do this to me?
We love them dearly, but if it wasn't for them, the job would be easier. Professor Chow.
Yes, pleasure to be here, as always.
As always. Excellent. Good to have you here. I know that you've got a lot of heavy lifting to do in the next few hours, so
we're
going to do is do the heavy lifting for your mind.
Oh, I've got the work gloves, change of clothes, I'm good to go.
You're not going to sleep on a cot in your office tonight, are you?
Who's going to sleep?
There we go. That's what I was going for.
Who's going to sleep?
Yes. He's got snacks, though.
He's got snacks.
I do. I have plenty of snacks.
How many tables do you have to set up for the craft show?
The crafts department, they're going to be self-contained. I've got 110.
Well, that's it?
Yeah.
Man, if I knew better, I would have sent you my sons, and you could have put them to work and
I'm good.
Something going on down there.
Slave labor, yeah.
Slave labor is such a horrible term. I prefer indentured servitude.
Okay.
Even better. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. And if you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize too, the autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. Professor Evans did something magical a few weeks ago, and she asked her students to send us in some questions. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, did they come through. And they are sort of all over the map, and it should be a lot of fun. There's a lot of numbers in this one, which is reflective of the personality of the student who put it together, Mr. Cameron Johns. He's president of the chemistry club in our department. And he's a biochemistry junior. And he had a few questions that involved numbers. How long in miles is the Great Wall of China?
7,000.
It is higher than 7,000 miles.
So
7,000.
Come on, my friend.
9,000.
It's higher than 9.
Really?
Good grief.
12,000.
It's higher than 12.
15,000 miles.
It's a little high. It's 13,171 miles long.
Holy mackerel. How long did it take to build?
That's
it. We
got
busy.
Did you say it, Ron?
Yeah, I said 13.
Oh, you get it. You get it. You get the point.
Oh, we said it at the same time.
Wow.
It got confusing.
Check the tape.
Check the tape. Hold on. We're going to check the tape. We're going to go to New York, where that's where they have the people reviewing the plays.
The war room.
Flag and play.
Yeah, the replay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The war room.
Speaking of the equator as the origin, what is the most southern point in the United States of America?
Miami.
Key West.
It says Key West.
Yeah.
It says Key West, Florida. Yeah, there's you had Florida, Joe.
There's a red sort of buoy thing there with that painted on it.
That's right.
Southernmost point in the United States. Over.
Exactly. How many ounces are in 2 quarts? This is just a mean question to ask a chemist.
Where 8 ounces in a 32, cup.
64. 16 ounces in a pint.
How many paint?
You got it, Jim.
We're paint, so 32.
64. 64 ounces in two quarts. Yeah. Yep, 64. I just, I mean, honestly, if it wasn't for those, you know, hands-free, whatever, Amazon Echo or Apple whatever, or Google Home, I mean, that's I do all my conversions using that because I don't use stupid things like quarts and ounces. I use milliliters.
Well, I used to work in a hospital pharmacy at one time so that we had to, you know, mixing up various kinds of fluids.
I will say that the Canadian students are disadvantaged in that section of unit conversions.
Liters
they're
and
like,
grams.
What?
Yeah.
I do give them those because you really don't need them in science.
Mm-hmm.
You need the milliliter ones.
What was the longest distance, as recorded by Guinness, ever flown by a paper airplane in feet?
Paper airplane?
Yes. Longest
150.
How high was it launched?
No, it's got to
be higher than 150.
No, I'm going to guess 950 feet.
It's way less than that.
Good guess.
Feet. How high was it launched?
It's got to be 225.
226. I'm giving it to you.
That is really good.
That is really solid.
So what is it like?
Now, but I've got your question. How high was the origin?
If it was 226 and it was just human being height off the ground, that's kind of
that's
pretty
impressive.
Sweet.
Okay, but
that's impressive.
Okay, now the other thing is indoor outdoors.
But if somebody went up to the top level of the Superdome and threw it from there.
Oh, I think you could beat 225 pretty easily.
Drop it from the top of the Wren Center. Yeah. It might end up on the boulevard. So,
if everybody wants their dose of interesting internet videos for the week, there is a, it's not a meme, it's just a terrifying video. This guy had a GoPro hooked up to a hang glider, and he was not going to hang glide personally. He
the passenger.
Yeah,
the
he was
passenger
the passenger.
Got loose.
Yes, he was not actually strapped into the device.
Instructor
and
is
had to hold on to the device for dear life until he was landed.
I was getting stomach cramps watching that on television.
I still watched it. Still watched it.
The only thing that bothered me was that they slowed down the video before he landed. I mean, come on. Why slow it down?
Looks like he snapped his wrist when he landed, so
non-drawing arm.
What states make up the four corners in the U.S.?
Nevada,
Utah, Colorado,
Arizona.
And New Mexico.
You got it. New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. Yes. How many wives did King Henry VIII of England have?
Six.
Actually,
Henry VIII to six wives was wedded.
One died,
one survived, two divorced, two beheaded.
There you go. The way Cam has written out his responses, it looks like Henry VIII had -6 wives, which would be quite a talent, I'd have to say. It's sort of
well, one
that.
Of them did actually survive him, so it was only minus five.
Yes, exactly. What planet in our solar system is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
Mercury is closest to the sun, yes.
And Pluto, the non-planet, is the furthest away.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody been checking out the new Mars Explorer thing?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting
the
stuff.
The 360 view, I love that camera.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was just happy because there was a snarky Twitter account called the Rover that's now back in business because there's another rover on Mars. Made me laugh many
times. Company.
What is the largest freshwater lake by area in the world?
Superior?
It is Lake Superior, yes.
Okay,
and it's Lake Superior by volume as well. Just
we were so confident, weren't we, Dan? Mm-hmm. Lake Superior.
My boys and I got obsessed. It was on, I don't know, History or some garbage over Thanksgiving. They had a have a special thing called Drain the whatever. It was Drain the Great Lakes. It was pretty cool, I gotta say. Oh, very, very cool.
That's a very cool show on National Geographic Channel.
Yeah, I saw the, was it Drain Alcatraz?
Oh, I watched Drain the, Drain
Bermuda Triangle.
Because that was looking at all of those currents. And but the Drain the Bermuda Triangle one was very interesting
there
also.
There you go.
And Drain the Titanic. I think that was one of their first ones.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thankful Drain the bathtub every few hours.
Before they were called the Detroit Red Wings, what was the mascot or the nickname of
Cougars?
The Detroit hockey team? That's not what it says here. It doesn't say the Cougars.
Okay, they started out as the Victoria Cougars.
Okay.
So when we bought them, prior to that...
In many ways, we're kind of shares a name with an NFL franchise from Atlanta, is what it says
Falcons?
Here.
Falcons?
It says the Detroit Falcons, is what it says here.
I was going with either Cat or Carhartt, but...
Cat or Carhartt.
I was coming up with nothing.
Jack was a pretty good
Detroit
guess.
Detroit fan belt.
Oh, my gosh. Well, how about this one that I know you're going to know off the top of your head, Dave? How many Stanley Cup wins did the Detroit Red Wings have since 1935?
11,
absolutely. Every red-blooded Detroiter who wears red and white knows that the Wings have 11 cups. It's a dynasty, I swear.
Yeah, but then you go to the Forum in Montreal, and it's like, how much laundry do they have up there?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We finished up our questions from Cam Johns. Thanks for sending those in, Cam. And we've got a set of questions from another one of Kendra's students, Hamza Ali, from her quantitative analysis class. Let's see if we can hack these. They are definitely all over the map. In what city would you find the Wizard of Oz, the person?
Emerald City.
The Emerald City, yes. Seattle? Everything was painted green. And that was a horse of a different color.
I was just going to mention that. Do you know they did that with Jell-O crystals?
Did they really?
Yeah, and they had to film it really quickly because the horse was eating it.
Licking it.
Oh, well, I learned something today. The great and powerful Oz. What's the name for the pigment found in your skin and hair?
Melatonin.
Actually, it says melanin. I think melatonin is the hormone that...
Melatonin is the drug.
Sleeping aid.
Yeah.
I was regulates say dirt.
Sleep. Dirt in your hair. Oh, my
this
gosh.
This is why I did not study biology.
Oh, my gosh.
This is my winter warmth.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Your protection.
My UV.
Oh, my gosh. So this just happened a few weeks ago. You probably have seen this video on the internet as well, because I have to say I wasn't at the auction when it took place. But what happened to British street artist Banksy's Girl with Balloon right after it sold for £1.4 million at Sotheby's?
It got shredded.
It shredded itself. Right.
But it was supposed to go all the way through, and it stopped.
It stopped,
it was supposed to go through?
All the way through.
He built the shredder into the frame so that when it sold, it shredded itself.
I understand, but I didn't know it was supposed to go all the way through. I feel like it's kind of neat that it didn't because it's hanging there.
Yeah.
So is it worth a lot of extra?
I assume the buyer knew that.
No.
Buyer did nobody did.
Oh, that would have been great to watch.
Yeah.
Did they show his face?
Show the video. Face? Nobody knows who Banksy is. But
I saw the video of the
people know who
being
Banksy
shredded,
is
but
now.
Did they show the face of the buyer? Because that's where it really...
People,
that would have been the prize.
People gasped and screamed when it happened because they thought it was like a James Bond movie or something.
But somebody must have triggered that.
Mm-hmm, he did.
I think he did.
So was he in the audience?
No. You can do it remotely.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought that was part just that they knew that was going to be part
no,
of
Big Brother watching.
Big Brother. This could happen to any painting in your house at any moment, Tim.
Or your head.
Or your logo or your Legos.
It's a great loss for the dime store.
Yeah. But I mean, think about how much you increase the value of that piece, though.
Absolutely.
That it shredded?
Mm-hmm. Now there's
now
little
it's iconic.
Pieces
everyone
you can
knows
sell.
It.
So. Yeah, it's true.
Like the Scream.
Mm-hmm.
It really helped it getting stolen, actually.
Mm-hmm. Hamburger sandwiches get their name from what European city?
Hamburg, Germany.
Hamburg, Germany.
But they were invented in this country.
Yes, they were. But they got their name from Hamburg.
Man, that sounds good right about now.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
It always sounds good.
Who was the captain of the Mayflower when it first set sail in 1620?
Was it
initials CJ.
Charles
very,
John.
Very, very, yeah. I mean, you said Charles Johns. I'm giving you partial credit. It's Christopher Johns, because of course it is. They all had very boring names back then, forsooth.
I always love the way Kendra just comes up. Starts with a C, and then you always just throw every C name out there.
Absolutely.
J is often James. It's a very popular name.
It's not Jericho.
Who holds the record for the most home runs in a single Major League Baseball season?
Bonds.
Barry Bonds. You remember how many it was, Joe?
73.
73. Yes, that was 2001.
My locker number in elementary school.
Did he not get that taken away?
Yeah, does he still have that? Or
He sort of still has it.
He still has it.
He sort of still has it.
But it's tainted.
An asterisk, yes. It's an asterisk.
No.
Which video game publisher created the popular online game Fortnite? The most popular video game of the moment.
Was it Activision, Atari, it was Blizzard.
A little bit of a overused term from the late 2000s about things are going on and they're really, really great. So you say, hey, wasn't last night's party
epic?
Epic games.
You can tell a different generation.
Gnarly.
Yes.
I'm 43, so...
half a generation away from
a child, just a child.
Someone was on the news the other day because one of the things, as far as I understand, that happens in the Fortnite game is that your avatar dances when it completes its kills. They said, how long, it was a comedian, until I attend a funeral where one of those characters' dances is part of what happens at the funeral. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably just a couple decades away.
Oh,
just wait, just wait.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. What popular Disney movie is set near Salem, Massachusetts in the year 1693 and 1993.
Pocahontas?
Nope.
Oh, is that the Halloween movie with Bette Miller?
Mm-hmm.
Witches.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus is the name.
It's a good movie.
Yep. Who patented the concept of a flat engine or a boxer engine in 1896?
Porsche. Boxer engines are in Subarus.
Mm-mm.
It's not Subaru.
Initials KB. Let's put that Carl in for Kendra. It was Carl Benz, yes.
As in Mercedes Benz.
That's right.
Why did they call it the boxer engine?
Oh, I wish I could guess. I think that there was something about the power plant having a certain sort of like shape to it, hence the flat engine. And
it got delivered in a box.
A flat head.
It got delivered by Amazon in a box. Yes, that's right.
With a drum.
Let's see. Who was the king of Britain during the American Revolutionary War?
George III.
George the Third.
The Hanoverian.
Mm-hmm. G3.
Mad King George, if I remember.
Well, yeah. They think he had porphyria.
Oh, well.
Was a little bit... He had good days and bad days, yes, but exactly. A lot of bad ones.
Yeah, don't we all?
Hey, if it had been 100 years earlier, they would have accused him of being a vampire at that rate. So, you know.
Well, I expect he was pretty pale.
Yeah, exactly. One last question from Hamza. These have been pretty cool. The expression oy vey comes from what language?
Yiddish.
Yes. Yiddish.
It's kind of Hebrew meets German.
Ay, 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 ay. That's right.
How do you spell ay, ay, ay?
Ay, ay, ay.
I want to write it out, and I think, I don't know how to spell it. It's like, ay.
It's a good question. How do you spell? I think that we
classic
need
comics,
someone.
Oy vey is oy-vey.
That's
oy vey.
Exactly right. What we need is someone to send us questions regarding that kind of a situation, right? How do you spell...
How do you spell Fofofnik?
How do you spell famous interjections? Yeah, exactly. We have some more questions here. These are wild. These are listed through Kendra's forward to me, Gasp. These are going to be tough.
Ooh.
From Adam Freeman. Your student Adam Freeman sent in some questions. What are three quantum mechanical principles that allow qubits to be manipulated and measured?
You lost me.
Is this the right show?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, my hearing aid battery fell out.
Could you repeat that really slowly?
These were the only ones I looked at and I thought, those are really tough.
The answer is superposition.
Sure.
Entanglement. And interference.
Oh, you know, interference. I'm big on interference. Yeah.
Now, I think that even though the next question is also quantum mechanics, that somebody's going to know it. What is Heisenberg's uncertainty principle?
It means you can't measure something else when
the act of measuring affects the measurement.
Yeah.
But specifically, it's referring to...
The momentum and the position.
The momentum and the position of a particle.
Sorry, Dan, come on. Star Trek, you know, the transporter.
Exactly.
No. What? Did you refer to an episode?
The Heisenberg compensator?
Oh!
Except for if there's a compensator.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking maybe they had a Big Bang Theory episode. They probably
pretty close. This actually has notes next to it. Read in the form of a Jeopardy question. An abrupt transition of an electron, atom, or molecule from one quantum state to another. It's also a term used to describe sudden change. Shift is Close. What is the name of a goofy 80s TV show?
What is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
What is
Elf? Can you repeat the question?
An abrupt transition. I can't get over Elf. An abrupt transition of an electron, atom, or molecule from one quantum state to another. The TV show was all about a person who jumped into other people's
quantum
lives.
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap.
Oh, what is
Did
Quantum
you classify
Leap?
That
yeah.
as
oh,
cheesy?
Boy.
Yeah. What's that?
Did you classify that as cheesy?
It was cheesy. It was
no,
kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It got had the feels when it needed to.
Gorgonzola.
It was,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you got to admit, that show ended horribly. Too.
It did end poorly. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
What happened? Did he leap into, like...
He died.
Oh.
I gave it away. I'm so sorry.
I'm not going to watch it.
Well, I'm not going to watch it then.
The butler did it. The butler did it.
The butler did it.
How did he die?
Was it grizzly?
I can't remember.
Did he leap into a solid object or something?
He leapt into a person who had already passed away. Yeah,
did
exactly.
any Avatar dance when he
Exactly. Oh my gosh. You guys are cracking me up so bad here. Especially because I laughed out loud this morning doing my daily dose of memes on my phone. Somebody was claiming they had just broken up with somebody, but they noticed that their ex was still using their Netflix. It's like, as he or she is working their way through season 7 or whatever, I will change the password when they have one episode left to watch.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was really funny.
That's worse than ghosting.
Ghosting, exactly. What's the 6th most abundant chemical element in living organisms?
The 6th?
The 6th. I could give it away with Kendra at the table. Maybe she'll recuse herself.
Sodium.
No, it has the symbol P.
Potassium.
No, that's K.
No, that's K.
That's K.
Phosphorus. Phosphorus.
Phosphorus. Phosphorus.
Really?
Yes, exactly. Oh, and I bet you guys actually know all this one, too.
Doesn't phosphorus react poorly with water?
It definitely does not react well with water.
It's in a lot of phosphates.
Should I be concerned considering most of me is water?
Yeah, you should.
It's all your phosphates.
Phosphates are in the right oxidation number, so you're all right.
And phosphate binders.
Mm-hmm.
Phosphate binders are everywhere.
What is the prediction?
Like binders full of women?
No.
Oh, no.
We have binders of
women. Definitely not that kind.
Like,
wait, that was
Romney.
Romney, Mitt Romney.
Yes.
He's back in Utah. He's got more binders.
Got binders of women.
Well, he's got to staff his Senate office, you know, so he's got binders full of women to do that.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Well,
just wait a minute. Just wait a minute.
The prediction is called, what is this prediction called? The number of transistors in a dense integrated circuit doubles every 2 years.
Oh, that's the law of storage. Or, no, processor speed.
Getting close. It's named after a person.
I know. The person who founded Intel.
Moore. It's Moore's Law.
Don't I get partial credit?
Yes, you do get partial credit. Ooh. Absolutely.
Way to fight for it.
Moore's Law is actually about to,
to expire.
Extinct.
Yes.
So that's not good. Not good for us.
We've reached the limit of processor speed.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Stuff.
I just saw this on Read this in an article.
I think we're going to need to work with Dan on this one, with all due respect to the other profs. How do you translate the number 111 to binary?
Oh, you have to go. You have to figure out powers of 2. So 2 to the 6 is 64. There's 164, so it's 1. Then take 64 away, that's 30... 6 and 11.
Come on, guys. Let's go and get a cup of coffee.
That's 47. So then you do the next power. That's 32.
How many different kinds of change can you make?
So that's 50. So that's 30. That's 15.
I think there's ones and zeros.
So it's 1, 1, power of 4.
He's doing it right.
1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1.
You know, it says here it's 0, 1, 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 1. So Dan's going to have to double check himself. That's what it says.
Uh-oh.
111 in binary.
Give Dan a pen.
Wait, could you say that again?
0, 1, 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 1.
You know, at my
says.
University, we all had to, every single student had to learn binary, binary language. What is it called? Numbers? We had to learn that. I did learn it for
at my college,
4 weeks.
Torture.
That was the last they thought of it. We did actually feel tortured, and that woman was
Oh,
snap.
Can we go back to the baseball question?
Yeah. Or Christmas. Let's go back to Christmas.
I'll tell you what. I'll divvy it up for you. We'll do one more from our good friend, student Adam Freeman. Yes. How much is a peck of tomatoes?
Two bushels? Half a bushel?
Let's see. You know,
a whole lot of. When you say how much, what do you mean? In
okay, terms? Can you give it to me in sort of a universal term that people would understand? So, how many gallons is a peck?
Oh my gosh, I never heard of
16
gallons.
No, it's only two. Two dry gallons, eight dry quarts, or 16 dry pints. That's why milliliters are superior to all of these crappy pieces of measurement, because then we add in a bushel, and it's four pecks, actually, Dan, that make up a bushel.
Four pecks are in a bushel.
Four pecks in a bushel.
So I love you, a bushel and a peck just means a bushel and a quarter.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You bet your pretty neck I do. Mm-hmm. Very, very well done. Adam, those were all over the map. Gasp, these will be tough.
Yeah, they were tough.
That is pretty crazy. It's time for ATP favorites. We need one of our ATP panelists. We've already inflicted this on Ron, so we can... let him fill in the gaps here. We have just about a minute and a half left. Someone needs to come up with a favorite for us to talk about. Any ideas?
My favorite binary number.
I've got zero. What is your favorite Christmas food?
Oh, Christmas food. Huh. Well, I got to say, I know it's weird, but my family... pudding? No. We always go down to Evie's in Mexican town because the tradition is to have tamales on Christmas Eve.
Christmas tamale,
We always get Christmas tamales, so...
Macaroni and cheese. Never. That's 24/7.
Can't go wrong.
Dan?
Pizzelles, for sure.
Oh, and I blew it. I could have gone for the Italian
cookie. Any Christmas cookie but pizzelles.
Yes, pizzelles are beautiful. Yum. How about you, Jim?
Well, I think just like Thanksgiving, the stuffing, the dressing.
The dressing is the best. Joe?
I don't know if I have any one particular favorite dish. I mean, anything with sweet potatoes, is if there's any dish like that.
Are you a guy that mixes his sweet potatoes and his marshmallows?
Ooh. Oh, and pecans on top?
Yeah, well, we had that at Thanksgiving over at my aunt's. That was really good.
It's like dessert.
Yeah. Mm. I wonder if it's healthy.
Wonderful. No, but who cares? It's good.
Well,
how about you, Kendra?
12 sticks of butter in there, maybe.
I also do enjoy sweet potatoes with pecans. My daughter has a pecan allergy.
Oh.
So I enjoy it.
You can make it with walnuts.
She's allergic to walnuts.
Oh, no.
Tree nuts. Anyway, I would go with chili. We have chili usually on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
There you go.
How about you, Dave? We're running out of time
here. Okay, this is going to sound strange because I grew up in a Chinese household. Every Christmas, everyone's working because, it's Jewish, business is booming at every Chinese restaurant. So for us growing up, we always had like a 16-ounce steak.
Very, very nice. Now that is some Christmas meal.
With mushrooms and grilled onions.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I have to add that my other favorite is fruitcake, but very specifically a light fruitcake.
Eight parts of rye.
My grandmother's recipe that my sister still makes that is just great.
I love it. Well, the time is up for today, so it's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Abbasid.
Take care.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
Bye.
Professor Hurtubise.
Wie später.
And now...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.